Three men have been arrested in Hong Kong on suspicion of manslaughter as a devastating inferno at a residential complex has killed 44 people, including a firefighter.
The suspects are said to be two directors and an engineering consultant of a construction company. The South China Morning Post says police found non-fire safety compliant foam materials used to seal windows and have not ruled them out as a factor fueling the blaze. It's been more than 17 hours since the fire started at the apartment complex in the suburb of Tai Po in the New Territories. Flames engulfed 7 of the 8 blocks of a residential complex known as Wong Fuk Court. Each block is 31 stories high, housing more than 4,500 residents. Built in the early 1980s, it was undergoing renovation with a bamboo scaffolding catching flames.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping had expressed his condolences. 45 people are in critical condition and more than 200 remain missing. Hong Kong's leader has vowed a thorough probe.
And for the latest, Deborah Wong joins us live now from Hong Kong. Deborah, good morning. You are near the apartment complex. Can you tell us what the situation is like there now? We've seen the live pictures. It seems to be under control, is it?
So the blaze was quite intense, massive yesterday when I arrived, you know, in Hong Kong from Shenzhen. And, you know, it was going on throughout the night. But right now, the flames have more or less been contained. You know, there were 7 buildings that were on fire. We understand from the fire services department that 4 of the buildings have now been secured. As you can see, water jets are still going on at full blast. The fire authorities were saying that it's been quite difficult to try to reach the upper levels. Right now, they're only on the middle levels, but you can see closed up towards the top of where, you know, near the rooftop, there are still flames in several units, and they estimate that the operations might take until evening for them to fully clear out the flames. You know, the smoke has been quite intense. The minute we exited from Tai Po Market Station, because the roads were blocked, that was the only way we could get to this district. There was a very strong scent of smoke in the air. You know, people are choking all around me as we're walking towards here. The smoke just got heavier and heavier. And, you know, residents have already been evacuated. They have taken shelter in the temporary shelters open in within this district. Some volunteers have also come forward to distribute food, blankets, sustenance. So it's mostly under control, but, you know, operations are still going to be going on because there have been reports of, you know, people still possibly inside. We understand from the authorities that they will prioritize a rescue at units that they receive distress calls from the day before. We do know that as of 6 a.m. this morning, about 44 people have confirmed to have died. There are about 270 people still missing, so quite a lot unaccounted for. And, you know, we might receive some progress later on in the day.
Oh, we certainly hope so. Deborah, and there are growing questions about how the fire started and why it spread so rapidly. What steps are authorities taking in response?
So there were preliminary reports by the police saying that it could have been attributed to a green mesh covering the construction site. You can see right there, bamboo scaffolding all in disarray, green mesh hanging around the exterior of the building as well. Police went into bits of parts of the building and they discovered that there was also styrofoam and plastic materials in several of the units that could have accelerated the spread. And, you know, they did mention that all these are still under preliminary investigations. To really ascertain the cause, it will take a couple more days. But, you know, residents have also brought up the fact that they were concerned about safety issues because they've been reporting, incidents of how construction workers were smoking around the construction site. Now, these have been reported, and all these, police said they have taken into account, and they will be conducting a full-blown investigation. They will be speaking to all workers involved. Three people have already been arrested from the construction company. And, you know, I think right now the priority for authorities is to just ensure that residents are safe and the residents are accounted for. And what we understand from residents is that, you know, this entire renovation project costs about 330 million Hong Kong dollars. That's about 42 million USD. And when that contract was first approved, residents were required to pay quite hefty installments, and they were not very comfortable with it, you know. And so now this situation has come about. A lot of people living here, a majority of residents living here, in fact, are above the age of 65, you know. So we are talking about a subsidized housing project and people not being able to afford to pay for this. So there's a lot of unhappiness regarding this construction project. And now with this latest development, I think the authorities will have a lot of on their plate to try to, you know, assure them that things can be done well. Back to you,
Deborah. Thank you so much for that update. Deborah Wong, live for us from Hong Kong. Of course, this is a developing story. Keep with us across CNA platforms for more, including our website, cna.asia, and our mobile app.